It's not often you see something you thought could never change becoming something completely different right in front of your eyes and ears. VOA's Ray Kugel tells us about a documentary film showing how it can happen.
The ukulele is an instrument forever associated with Hawaiian music. The traditional warm, exotic sounds of Pacific Ocean breezes and luaus. But in the hands of Jake Shimabukuro, something magical happens. He makes ukulele sounds you are not expecting. The young virtuoso is the subject of a new film called Jake Shimabukuro, Life on Four Strings. Shimabukuro started playing the ukulele when he was 4 years old, first taught by his mother.
I could sit in my room and just play it for hours, you know, without stopping. I mean, my parents would have to take the ukulele away from me so that I'd eat dinner or, you know, do my homework.
His parents split up when he was in sixth grade, and the instrument became a main source of comfort. He transitioned from traditional Hawaiian music to jazz and pop with a small band a few years later, helped along by a former teacher who started a record label. A CD was produced with some success on local radio, along with a number of concerts. It was shortly after finishing high school that lightning struck. During a visit to New York Central Park, Shimabukuro played a tune called Ukulele Weeps, which went viral on YouTube. It was then that his amazing technique and stylistic flourishes became internationally known. I spoke via Skype with Japanese-American director Tadashi Nakamura about Shimabukuro's success and how he took the ukulele to an entirely new level.
Native Hawaiians have reacted in many different ways. The community is pretty diverse. You know, on one hand, there are a lot of people that embrace Jake and can admit that he's doing something on the ukulele that no one else can. I think Jake has definitely had opportunities that many Hawaiians have not. But at the same time, anyone who knows the instrument and hears Jake play, both traditional and non-traditional, recognizes that his skill is very, very high.
What made him change his approach from playing very fast at the beginning to a more interpretive style?
He says that, you know, I think it just comes with age and maturity and refinement. I think when he first came out, he was 18, 20 years old, right? So I think he had that kind of alpha male, wanted to just show off. But then as he learns more, and I think especially too as his own career enabled him to travel, he was able to meet with much more refined musicians all around the world. He realized that musicality wasn't just showing off, wasn't just speed, that there was different aspects that he could work on, and most importantly was emotion and interacting with the crowds.
Why does Japan respond so strongly to his music and his style of playing?
I think there's multiple factors. I think one factor is that just the Japanese interest in Hawaiian culture in general is very, very high. You know, the fact that it's relatively close to Japan versus coming all the way to the mainland. You know, it's 5 hours more of a flight to go to Los Angeles versus Hawaii. So it's a huge tourist industry. But even before that, there was always an appreciation of the culture and therefore music too. But then also you have a guy who's from Hawaii, plays the ukulele, but also he has the Japanese face. He has a Japanese last name. And so on one hand, he's familiar enough, but at the same time, American from Hawaii, therefore more authentic than, say, a Japanese-born ukulele player.
There's a heart-wrenching scene in the movie when he's playing for the elderly following the devastation from the tsunami in March of 2011. How did Jake feel after that, and how did you feel filming that?
Jake just wanted to do what he could, but at the same time realized that something that massive, I think none of us has really experienced anything like that. You know, you just saw devastation. So to kind of deal with those kind of emotions, you just recognize that the world is much bigger than you and your career and your skill. So I think Jake recognized that. Mainly, Jake didn't want to be inappropriate. He wanted to be as respectful as he could. You know, he knew he wasn't going to change their lives forever. Or he knew he could only provide musical performance. And that was huge for that 2 hours. But we all recognized that after that 2 hours we left, we get to go on, go back home to America, go to our own families. And the people that he performed for didn't have that chance. We have to come back to the bleak reality of rebuilding their lives. You know, for me, it was one of the first times that I actually felt a connection as a Japanese American to people in Japan, because I'm fourth generation Japanese American. I don't speak the language. I don't actually have any known relatives that I could call and visit when I'm there. But at the senior home, just the faces, I recognize those faces. Those are the same faces my grandmothers, on my grandfathers, on my aunts and uncles. So that was the first time emotionally I felt a connection. And then therefore, I was just very proud to be with Jake, who was able to provide them a gift that most people can't bring.
There are some sequences throughout the movie where Jake is playing for children, and he really seems to shine in those settings. How much does he really enjoy that?
He always said if he wasn't a professional musician, he would want to be a teacher. And I could definitely see why. If you know anyone who's ever taught or had to present in front of elementary school kids, that's like the hardest crowd to please. And he captivated them.
And he will captivate you. There is much to enjoy musically. And Los Angeles-based director Nakamura provides concert footage showing a variety of performances in venues both large and small. What really comes out beside the musicianship is Shimabukuro's personality. Through the use of voiceovers, interviews, and a visual lesson about a tiny four-string, two-octave instrument, we meet and get to know a concert artist of top caliber who's not let success go to his head. For more information on this amazing talent, go to www.lifeonfourstrings.com. I'm Ray Kugel.
Ray Kugel stops by our program each Friday to bring you a review of a great movie he's found, and thanks to our producer, Tracy Carter, for some great music along with that, too. We invite you to stay tuned for the latest world news. It's up next with Steve Norman and International Edition. I'm Jim Stevenson. Thanks for listening to Daybreak Asia.